I got some not so great health news last week, so I'm in really no mood for this, but since this is my last opportunity, as Joe has pointed out, to do a podcast before my trip to Greece, and if something should happen, my last podcast, so we're doing it anyhow, right? By the way, quick programming note, we do have about, hour and a half worth of podcasts that I did with comedian Josh Gogan that you're not hearing right now because Joe hasn't done any editing to it. Huh? Oh, Joe says he has a plan. Hold on, everybody. You can listen to Joe's plan. Hold on.
I'm going to put the podcasts up of you and Josh while you're in Greece. That way there's something while you're gone.
So that's, you got that to look forward to, huh? I'm not going to get into the health thing other than to say that that's why I'm in a foul mood. And it's not terminal. Unfortunately. It'd be fantastic if it was terminal. If it was something terminal, I would go join the Church of Scientology. Or not, the Church of Christian Science. What church is that where they don't believe in any kind of treatment for anything? I would join that tomorrow if it was something terminal. Oh, it's terminal. Well, I'm joining this up and not taking any. You can't force me to take any treatment. I'm just going to die. Hallelujah. No, it's not terminal or even serious. It's just irritating and going to cost me money. That's all. But I'm not going to get into it. I think my health. Family and health will be the two things I don't discuss on this show. Unless my health is good. Then you'll never hear the end of it. You know? Why is it so hot in here? It's spring. This apartment, it goes from being ice cold to it's 90 degrees in here right now. 85. What? Close enough. Ugh. I'm all discombobulated here. It's hot. I'm hot. I got this health thing going on that I'm not. I might get into it some other time, but not now. I need time to just dwell on it. My brain has to take it. I only found out like a week ago. It's not even a big deal. And here's the thing. No, never mind. I'm not gonna get into it. Well, here's the thing, though. If you're a doctor, it doesn't do any good telling me how many other people have the same problem. Well, you know, I don't care. That doesn't do me any good. I don't care how many other people have the same problem. How does that help me at all? You know, that's like, that does nothing for me. And, by the way, if it's not serious and just everybody else has it, why even tell me? Huh? Just so I can stress out and be a basket case thinking about how I'm an old man with too many miles on him now? Huh? Is that... Just get your rocks off doing that. Don't even tell me. Just stay. When I go to the doctor, all I want to know is you're gonna die soon or you're not gonna die soon. That's all he needs to tell me. Am I gonna die next week? No. Okay. Thanks. See ya. See you next year. My brain, it needs time to like to absorb this news and rationalize it so that I still think I'm cool not a broken down old man. And do you think I can get any peace of mind anywhere? No, I go, you know, forget going to church. I mean, we discussed that last week. You know, I get this news. Okay, it's really not a big deal, but I'm, you know, so go to church. Of course, the five old ladies are still there, you know, doing their, praying the rosary out loud. Come on, give me a break, would you? I just came from the doctor. Just shut up. I didn't say anything this time. I just left. I tried to slam the door, but it's got, you can't really slam the door on a church. It's got like one of those, like those pneumatic things that closes slowly, which, you know, aggravated me even more, you know. So then, you know, then I tried slamming it, it didn't slam. So then I stood out and you pull it real hard and it just goes shunk. So I tried it again, shunk. So then I like opened it. Yes, I was. Then I like opened it and let it come to like maybe 3-4 inches. And I'm trying to pull it shut real hard, just trying to get some slam noise. And then some old guy saw me doing that. was like coming. You don't have to worry about closing it. It's got a piston in there, and it'll close on itself. Yes, I know it'll close on itself. I'm trying to slam it to make a point to those old ladies in there to not pray. Thank you for your advice. Got caught doing that. I got caught chasing geese earlier. I'm walking back from the gym, and I cut through this. There's like this vacant lot that I cut through that would be a field or a meadow in the summer, but in the winter and spring, it's just basically a vacant lot with a bunch of dead grass. So I'm walking through there, and there's four or five geese just licking out of a puddle of toxic waste or whatever is over there. There's a huge bacon factory on the other side of the lot, so they're just like licking bacon grease or something. I don't know what. But they're like directly in the line of where I'm walking. So I'm not going to walk around. That's the point, Joe. They're geese, and I'm the human. I'm higher up on the food chain. I'm not going to make extra steps for them. I'm not going to walk out of their way. They walk out of my way. We're alpha predators. Get me? So I like took a couple of quick steps at them, and they just sort of shuffled off and gave me a bad look. You know, and because I'm in a mood, that wasn't enough, so I like flapped my coat up and went, blah! To like scare him off. I don't know why. Because that's what I did. You want to know who else wanted to know why I was doing that? The two little ladies who were walking down the sidewalk who saw me do it and then started yelling at me. I don't know what they were yelling. I didn't do anything. I just stood there in the middle distance like an idiot. That was their camera view. They started yelling and then just a big open field with one idiot standing in the middle of it blinking. Blink, blink. And then they just shuffled off. Caught doing that, caught slamming the door. Everybody's catching me doing everything. The doctor, maybe you should just stop doing stuff like that. Shut up, shut up, everybody. Now, I got ants all over the table again because it's spring. All the ants have woken up. So I went and got the ant killer again. It's like, here's the thing. Life doesn't let you... Okay. Life doesn't let you put anything in perspective. Like, maybe a little health scare might help you put things in perspective. But no, because you got all the same BS. It doesn't give you 2 seconds to stop and think. Like, maybe if I had like a day to just stop and think about, hey, that was a kind of a scare, but I'm blah, blah, blah. And then look at, then give me a day. And then like maybe a day later, I would see an ant across the table, go across the table and just marvel at the wonder of life. But you get home like, oh, God, why is this guy happening to me? I don't have money for this BS. Blah, blah, again, and you sit down and there's ants. Oh, there's ants! Still with the ants. So then I got more ant killer. Every ant killer out there attracts ants now because it's this stuff that they take back to the hive. Can I just get a can of Raid and just douse this table with Raid? No, I got to get this stuff that you put it down and then one ant gets it and takes it back to the hive and they're like, this is so delicious. And they all run out to get the poison and bring it back. So now my table has like, looks like somebody poured a cup of Jimmy's on it. Look at it over there. It's an ant jamboree on my table. Loading up with this goo. Here's the best part of it. Look at that. See that over there on the window? Yeah, see? That's a huge spider, Joe. It's huge. Well, it's huge for Milwaukee. Because, if this was Australia, it would be tiny. But it's about the size of a quarter, which is big for here. It's big, isn't it? And look at that marvelous web he's making. Look at him. He's making her ding, 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 ding. Look at him running around, making a little web. Hey, jackass! There's 2 feet to your left, there's 7,000 ants! Look at this a-hole, Joe. Making a web. 2 feet away. All the ants he could ever want. Food to beat the band. He could feed his whole little spider family. He could bring some broads over, have a little ant-eating party. Shoot his mouth off about how he's making it rain. But no, there he is up in that window, completely oblivious to all the ants that are torturing me 2 feet to the left. I saw my first caterpillar of the spring. And then subsequently stepped on my first caterpillar of the spring. Yeah, how's spring treating you now? Yeah, I did, and I felt real good doing it. Because I'm at war with nature, Joe. Nature has befallen this ailment on me. Foisted is a better word. I like befallen. whatever. Foisted this ailment on me, and now I'm at war with it. Now nature is going to pay. Fine, I gotta pay for this stupid ailment, and you're all going to pay. These little ants are going to pay. This caterpillar. Oh, look how cute and fuzzy he is. Squish! Take that, nature. Well, what else do I got, you know? I'm lashing out in a petty way because that's what I do. I've got nothing else. I don't even have health insurance. Am I supposed to go yell at my health care provider? What would he do anyhow? And by the way, don't think for a second I don't know what you're doing. I need a new producer. That's what I need. Because you know me too well, and you know that you get me worked up. Eventually I'll say something, disclose something, and I don't feel like disclosing. Talk about something else. Talk about my trip to Greece. You got any news stories for me? You got a good one? Good. Shall we, you know, talk about caterpillars. One time when I was a kid, we had a tree in the front yard. I don't know what it was. Oak or something like that. It doesn't matter. Anyhow, there was like a caterpillar migration one spring. Me and my friend were out there playing, and it had to have been 3 dozen caterpillars. I was like 5, but I still remember this because it was like the bark on the tree was moving. We're like, what's wrong with that tree? We ran over to it. Caterpillars, like you could just, like covering the tree on one side like a skin. Coming down. It was bizarre. And what we kept them. Well, so here's what we did. Well, because we're kids. Kids are fascinated with bugs. We took them. We didn't have stuff to put them all in, Joe. That's so many. It was bizarre. And, you know, you're a 5-year-old boy. You know, finding one caterpillar in Milwaukee is something. Wow, look at that, a caterpillar. This was like a caterpillar orgy coming down the tree. We were just giddy with it. Oh, look at this cat. Oh, another one. Look at this. Oh, look at this. Oh, putting it in, like, little Tupperware dishes and stuff. And just, poof. I don't know what my friend was going to do with them. Here's what I did with them. Well, they all ended up drowning in her. She put them all in her sandbox, and it rained, and they all drowned. But I had like this plastic. It was like a Fisher Price picnic basket, you know. So it wasn't actually wicker. It was just like blow molded plastic in the shape of a picnic basket, and you know, little fake plastic dishes and stuff. I don't know why my parents got me that. Why would you get a boy a picnic? Maybe it was a hand-me-down. That doesn't matter. Anyhow, the point is, I had this plastic picnic basket, probably about the size of 2 shoeboxes, right? So I just put them all in there, because here's my plan. Caterpillars turn into butterflies, right? They make their little cocoons, and they turn into butterflies. I was going to keep them all in there until they're butterflies, and then at some moment, you know, at the right moment, I would open the lid, and they would all flutter out like a magic trick or something, right? No, it didn't work. Of course it didn't work. Why have I telling you the story if it worked? Would it be in my life if it had worked? If it had worked, would it have been part of my life at all? No. No, they made cocoons. Here's what they did. They made their cocoons, and then they hatched. However, when butterflies hatch, they don't just come out and they're beautiful. They're like, you know, like any other thing that's born. It's all gooey, and they got to flap their arms a little bit to dry out, and then they can flutter off. So they all, like, hatched at once. You know, they all came out of their cocoon at once, trapped in this little plastic container, and flapped around and got stuck to each other and stuck to the sides and just tore themselves to shreds. I opened the thing, and it was horrifying, Joe. This little 5-year-old me looking down at this butterfly gooey shrapnel everywhere. It was like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark when the guy opened the thing and everybody melted. That's what it looked like in there. It was a wolf. No, I don't think it. I just closed the lid and went and did something else. I was very stoic even as a child. I just looked and said, well, I guess that didn't work. And I went and played on the swing set. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. Why are you so fascinated by this picnic basket? Joe says it seems very out of character for me to have a toy pistol. Well, I don't know. Let's talk about something else. No, not that. Let's talk about something else. Yes, I'm going to Greece. I'm a little behind, but not too far behind. Like, it'll work out, I think, except for the flight is a little terrifying. But like I said, don't get thrown in jail. Don't end up in a foreign jail. Don't come back pontificating about Europe, and I will call that a good trip. And don't fall in love with any Greek broads. You know, Herndon had my buddy Herndon had a good idea. If I go there with express determination of not getting involved with anybody romantically, I'll just be irresistible, because that's how you women are. Indifference is the ultimate aphrodisiac. I forget who said that. Anyhow, but Herndon said, if I just go there trying to get laid and just, like, you know, really in a slimy way, they'll run from me. They'll smell the despair, and they'll just keep a distance. I think so. Maybe that's the way to go. I'll just, like, be really lecherous and stuff. Hey, baby, let me put my Trojan horse in your castle. And it's really, like, a whole American half knowing what I'm talking about. Slimy come-ons and stuff, you know, like that. Like what are they? Then let me put my pita in your falafel, or what do they put a pita in? A pita is what you put something in, right? Let me put my gyro in your pita. I got a gyro for you to wrap. I'm gonna have to work on this. What do they got? Let me think here. I got my phalanx. Let me run my hooded anarchist at your police line. Yeah, that's my hooded. Hey, baby, my hooded anarchist is gonna invade your parliament. Yeah, baby. Yeah, my hooded anarchist. I just start calling it that. The hooded. Yeah, my hooded anarchist is. See, that really sounds sleazy. I'm giving myself the creep saying that. I got to drop my voice a few decibels. Hey, how about you let my hooded anarchist come into your parliament? I'm flying. It's a 10-hour flight once I leave the States. So, that's terrifying. I'm on Delta. I told them, because they're handling the tickets, and they've been so kind. And I am honored to be this, you know. Let me say again, I'm honored to be part of this show. And I told them, look, dude, you want to put me on, like, a cargo plane, that's fine. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't really care. You know? Whatever is easiest for you. Cargo flight, you know, you want to put me on there with a ship with a bunch of cows, cattle boat, whatever. I didn't, however, tell them Delta Airlines was okay, which I probably should have been. Probably should have let them know that Delta is below a cattle boat. But, you know, what are you going to do? Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time. Stop. What is this? I know it's Die Antwoord. Why is this the exit music? When did this become bumper music? I'm not arguing that. What does this have to do with anything? I think you freaky. What is this? What does that have to do with anything I just discussed? What does it have to do with anything about the podcast at all? The intro music. You can't even compare my intro music to this. The intro music is it sets a very nice mood, I think. What this doesn't wrap anything up. What are you talking about? This doesn't have anything to do with anything. I think you're freaky. Come on, man. Why didn't you just... Joe's like Mr. Producer now because since we put this on iTunes, everybody... Oh, yes. Joe wants me to scold everybody because you're not rating this I'm sorry. Reviewing. You're not reviewing this on iTunes. Who cares? We're not getting paid for this. Yes, I know. I know it's irritating how many people listen but don't want to do anything to help. Welcome to my world. Welcome to the world of a cynical, unmusterable army. It's been 10 years of that, of scores of people. You're just going to have to accept the fact that what I do, whether it be this podcast or the comic books, while people enjoy it immensely, don't want to admit to listening to it or reading it. And what are they going to review anyhow? All I do is come on here and bitch about my day. What is there to review? Joe wants you all to please review this on iTunes if you listen on iTunes. I would ask you not to. I'm not interested in any more people listening. Well, because then I have to keep doing this. If people had... we only did this, remember, as... Look, just find me some decent exit music. Sure, now. Yes, right now. You know what? Yes, now. My MP3 player is right there. Find something. I'll stall. After Comic-Dom Con, I will be at C2E2 in Chicago. I believe that's April 13th and 14th. Whatever weekend that is, I will be there. The lovely and talented Christopher Herndon will also be there. We will have podcasts up while I'm at Greece of me and comedian Josh Gogan. The week after that, I believe the lovely and talented Christopher Herndon will be on a podcast with me again. You ready? Okay. You got something? What are you... Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time. I hate you.